In focus today, Islam in America. Among American Muslims, there is a growing division over the nature of their religion. A group calling itself progressive is challenging the more orthodox ways that could profoundly affect the future of Islam. VOA's Ed Warner reports on what some call a battle for the soul of Islam.
A group of young Muslims, pious, intense, hostile, made Haitham Boudashi, the mosque chairman, uneasy. Isolated from other worshippers, they criticized him for wearing Western clothes, for not wearing a beard, for reaching out to the Jewish community in Garden Grove, California. So it was not a complete surprise, writes the Washington Post, when the group produced an Islamic terrorist, now sought by the FBI. This is the kind of Islam Ahmed Nassif rejects. Executive director of the Progressive Muslim Union of North America, he says Islam is open, questing, inclusive. Yet too often its spokesmen, amplified in the media, are rigid and orthodox.
We do have, of course, the ultra-conservative elements that see us as trying to change the faith, which is not what we're trying to do by any means. We're actually trying to go back to our own vision of what Islam means, and that is an egalitarian, inclusive kind of vision.
Mr. Nassif says this broader view of Islam is to a large extent generational. Recent immigrants tend to cling to the traditions of their homelands, while their children and grandchildren reflect an American environment.
What this means is that we have a large number of people who are extremely comfortable with their American identity just as much as they are with a Muslim identity. In many ways, our institutions in America have lagged behind. Our institutions continue to be dominated by foreign issues, by people who are recent immigrants and who plan to go back home.
This narrow approach tends to alienate many Muslims, says Mr. Nassif. Out of 4 to 5 million Muslims in America, only about 10% have any relationship with mosques or Muslim institutions.
So the vast majority of them have really felt disaffected, disenfranchised, and not welcome in many of the existing Muslim institutions. So we felt it's time to give voice to that silent segment that was not being expressed.
One voice is an internet website, MuslimWakeUp.com. That discusses a range of issues once considered off-limits. Among them is the increasing role of women in Islam. Nancy Sadiq, an Egyptian-born American Muslim who works at Cornell Medical Center in New York, told the Jerusalem Report that some mosque leaders insist women's place is in the home. Not so, she says, if you read the Quran. She cites the Prophet Muhammad's wife, Aisha.
In the Prophet's time, a lot of the women who were exemplified, like Aisha, and peace be upon her, they were very progressive in their actions. They were included during war. They were involved in the community. They worked. They had children. They led prayer. They were just as scholarly in their religious beliefs and knowledge as men were.
Nancy Sadiq is a devout practicing Muslim who wears a headscarf, avoids alcohol, and obeys Islamic law. This occasionally leads to trouble. On New York subway, a group of girls once yanked off her scarf and ripped her shirt with a razor blade while cursing her religion. John Vole, director of the Center for Muslim-Christian Understanding at Georgetown University, says today's progressive Muslims represent a strong, viable alternative to radical militants so much in the news. There is a battle underway for what some people call the soul of Islam.
It's very, very important for policymakers to recognize that this struggle is not a struggle between separate individual civilizations. The struggle is not a struggle between Islam and the West or Islam and modernity. What you have is an argument and a debate within the Muslim world between the progressive Muslims who are firmly part of the modern world against the more radical extremists that are represented by something like Al-Qaeda.
Whoever wins that battle, says Professor Vole, is crucial for both Islam and the rest of the world. For Focus, this is Ed Warren.